It's Grand Ole Opry time, starring Red Foley.
Now me and my wife and brother Joe took off in a Ford from San Pedro. We didn't have much gas and the tires were low, but the doggone Ford could really go. Along about the middle of the night, we's ribbing along like four folks might. When a Mercury behind, he blinked his lights, he honked his horn and he flew out of sight. Now I looked at my bride, her face was blue. I was stuck to the throttle just like it was glue. We left streaks through town about 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. My brother was pale, said he was sick. He said he was just a nervous wreck. But how should I worry, for what the heck? And me and that Mercury was neck and neck. Now on through the desert we did glide, flying low and flying wide. And me and that Mercury was taking a ride, we stayed exactly side by side. I looked in my mirror and I saw something coming. I thought it was the plane, the way it was humming. I running along at a terrible pace, I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way. The guy in the Mercury had nothing to say. All I could see was a streak of gray. It was a kid in a hopped up Model A.
Thank you very much. Well, sir, thanks a lot. Now we got a good crowd here tonight. A great big hi to all my good friends and neighbors of Grand Ole Opry.
Tell the folks what's on now, Red.
Well, All Set to Spring is one of the biggest comedy talents, we think, in the funny business, and one of America's most humorous fellas, we think, the hole-in-wall heartthrob, Rod Brasfield.
Y'all play right well, yeah. Man. My God, I like that fine music. Howdy, Mr. Foley. How you been?
Howdy, Rod. Glad to see you. Glad to see you.
Look here what I got. It's a Valentine.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. Well, a little Valentine?
Yeah.
It's a little late for Valentine's, Rod, but go ahead, open it up and let's hear what it says there.
Well, it says, I'll read it to you, Mr. Foley.
Right,
it says, it's a poem, see?
Right.
It starts out, it says, Street Valentine, oh, Street Valentine.
Now, wait a minute here, Rod. Now, wait a minute. Where do you see Street Valentine?
Right there. That's what he says, S-T. Street.
Oh, Rod. S-T. That stands for Saint.
Saint?
Yeah.
It do?
Yeah, it do.
Well, how do you know? I'll declare a fella learns something nearly every day, don't you?
Yes, it does. Wait a minute, Rod. Who's this Valentine from, huh?
It's from a Miss Daisy Kincaid, 411 North 57th Saint.
North 57th Saint?
That's what it says.
Where do you see that?
Right there, Mr. Foley. North 57 St. Saint.
That street.
That busted, you just told me it was Saint.
I know, Rod, but when it's an address, it's street.
It is?
Yeah. That threw you a thick skull.
Well, I'll declare. Well, all I know, Mr. Foley, is that today I got a Valentine from Miss Daisy Kincaid of 411 North 57th Saint, Street Paul, Minnesota. Hi, dear friend. It's sort of warm tonight, ain't it? Mr. Foley, I had a date with my gal Susie last night. Took her out riding in my old Ford, see? And
again?
I just back mares and asked her to marry me again like a big idiot.
Yeah.
She says, Rod, when I get married, I'm going to make one man awful happy. I says, yeah, and I know what man that is, your daddy. I'm having a lot of trouble out of my Uncle Sipe and Aunt Seth, too.
Always having trouble
with your family. They've been fighting for 2 weeks now. They've had a big fight and fussing the other night, you know, just arguing and fussing and everything. And all of a sudden, Aunt Seth stopped and she says, now look, Sipe, look at that little couple right across here that lives right next door to us. Every time he leaves the house, he gives his wife a big hug and a big kiss.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that? He says, well, give me time. I ain't even met the woman yet. Wait a minute. Mr. Foley, if I sort of look like I'm sort of stove up tonight, it's because I got kicked by a mule this week.
Oh, you did, right?
Yeah, I've been limping all day. I got kicked by a mule.
Where did you get kicked?
Where did I get kicked?
Yeah, where?
Well, let's put it like this, Mr. Foley. If my head was Maine and my feet was Florida, I'd say he kicked me right square dab in the lower end of South Carolina.
Well, sir, we're not putting on any special ceremonies here when we introduce tonight's guest because he's been here with us before. You all love him just like we do, and he's welcome here just every week if he can make it. Here he is, the old lovesick blues boy, Mr. Hank Williams. Hank, there's one thing we always have in common, and that's records, boy. You making any new ones these days?
Yeah, I've got a brand new one just been released, Red. It's called Howling at the Moon, and I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Golly, sounds good.
I hope so.
Now we're interested in something you're going to do for us with one of those top ten that you always have. What do you got?
Well, here's the one I got now. It's called Cold, Cold Heart. Try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops fall. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belong to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Just listen to that applause. You know, that Hank, he's got a voice as rich and mellow. And, brother, that's as rich and mellow as they come. Yes, ma'am. Well, Hank, I see a pretty black-eyed gal waiting for you to ask her to dance over there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you come up here and call it. And Tommy Jackson's got the fiddle going. Let's all dance. Let's go.
Hey, says high and deuces low, hey, hands up and way, go and turn that back and sing that fine lady. And now, home you go and everybody swing. The right hand grand left, L man, right and left, and all the way around, grab that gal, watch your smile, lay back here as you go hog wild. Home you go and everybody dance. First couple up, swing out to the right, phone ring, and phone a star, eight hand across. Ladies bound against all of me, hug and grunt, sweat like thunder, and hold me.
Well, you know, when you see the wonderful way nature is treating us these beautiful days, you sort of want to look up and say thanks. And I guess there isn't a better way of doing it than in some of the old sacred songs we sing. One tonight's called Where Could I Go But to the Lord. Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sword, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the
about everywhere I go, people are mighty interested in our Jordanaires. And it's no wonder folks like them when they can sing such great spirituals as this one here. A brand new one called Read That Book. Boys, are you ready? Let's hear it.
When your soul is heavy laden, read that book. Hallelujah. If you want a fool, oh Satan, read that book. It will drive away temptation, through trials and tribulations. Read that book.
Oh, brother, read that book. Oh, yes, when Mr. Gabriel blows that horn by and by, you can climb those golden stairs if you try.
It's gonna be the longest trip you ever took.
Read that book. Oh, brother, read that book. Oh, yes, when Mr. Gabriel blows that horn by and by, you can climb those golden stairs if you try.
Gonna be the longest trip you ever took.
Read that book. Oh, brother, read that book. Oh, yes.
Can't you hear that preacher saying?
Children, let us read together Matthew 7:7. We find here that the good book says,
better catch up on your praying.
Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And may I add in conclusion, keep your living on the level, stop messing with the devil. Read that book, oh brother, read that book.
Oh yes, when Mr. Gabriel blows that horn by and by, you can climb if you try.
It's gonna be the longest trip you ever took.
Oh, read that book. Oh, brother, read that book. Oh, sister, read that book. Everybody, read that book.
and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Many handsome men as we've got here tonight. Of course, I like men in all walks of life. A walk in the park, a walk down Lover's Lane, and a walk to the altar. Oh, I like that walk. I'd like to make that walk just any time now. Next Tuesday would be a good day. Well, of course, everybody knows that marriage, though, marriage is a matter of give and take. Trouble is, nobody seems to want to take what I've got to give. Nabob and Aunt Ambrosie was over last night to set a spell. They stayed late. It must have been 8 o'clock when they left. And they're talking about the younger generation. What gets me is the way old fellas like Uncle Nabob keep saying that the young folks of today is going down the road to perdition. They say it like they're awful familiar with that road, too. Old Pap Winkle. Old Pap's about 102, I reckon. He says he hardly ever notices a pretty girl wearing shorts no more. He says he guesses his eyes are on the last leg. Poor old Pap Winkle. He has a winning smile, but a losing face. His teeth are all wearing out. They are. They're wore almost down to the rubber. But you can't resist Pap's smile. When he smiles, you never seen such a bright, sparkling set of gums. Well, I'm sure glad I'm still young and eager. That's me. Oh, just the other night, a handsome young fellow said to me, he said, Minnie Pearl, how old are you? I said, well, I'm just pushing 27. He said, pushing it? You look more to me like you're dragging it. Well, I don't know. I think I'm just going to give up all men. I'm just going to give up on all the men. No more fainting in front of the drugstore. You know, in the old days, all I had to do to get a man to take me to the moving pictures was just to smile at him from behind my purse. Now I have to have the money showing. But there ain't much time for much news from Grind to Switch tonight. I don't know where them judges' eyes was that picked the queen. They picked her. One they picked was a perfect bust. Well, though, brother got into a fight right off over which one was the prettiest girl. He's always fighting for me. I never forget one time at the Gourd Festival. He fit and fit for me. I was elected queen of the Gourd Festival. Miss Gourdhead, they call me. And you know, they was having a fight, and the other fella hit brother so hard, we had to take him to the doctor. And we all thought brother had a conclusion of the brain. But the doctor x-rayed brother's head and couldn't find a thing. But I said it!
Here he comes once more. Hank, will you?
Thank you, Red.
Hank, what you got up your sleeve this time,
got
buddy?
Got a sad one, a love song called Dear John, I've sent you a
saddle home.
Saddle home.
Here
you
go.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note upon my door. It said, don't make me no coffee, babe, cause I won't be back no more. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah,
I fetched your saddle home. Now, John, I got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. Now, I know a man that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah,
I sent your saddle home.
Send it home, son.
All she said was, if you get blue, just hang your little head and cry. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, John,
I've sent your saddle home. Now my gal short and stubby, just as strong as she can be. And if that little old gal of mine ever gets a hold of me, that'll be all she wrote.
Dear John,
I sent your saddle home. Now I went down to the bank this morning, the cashier said with a grin, I feel so sorry for you, Hank, but your wife has done been in, and that was all she wrote.
Dear John,
I sent your saddle home.
Spring badges are picked up, or Spring Bean is sure gonna pick it. Old Spring's up to his shoulders here in a little tune called The Lonesome Road Blues. Let's go, Spring!
I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad. And it's going to be this way. I lost the only gal I ever had. I lost the only gal I ever had. I lost the only gal I ever had.
That's fine, String Bean. You sure got some hand on that number. I hate to sort of slow things down here after everybody's having such a good time. But I got a little ballad here I'd like to try to sing for you folks about a course of it. I think we got time for a little tune called Somebody's Crying. Somebody's crying. Somewhere, somebody's heart is blue. Somebody's crying over me. Somewhere, somebody wants me to.
Grand Ole Opry came to you from Nashville. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.